Before he could answer, Frederick was there, tapping on his watch, saying they had to leave soon to catch their flight. After a moment's conversation, Frederick went to get the car, and his mother turned back to Paul, put one hand on his arm, and kissed his cheek. "We're just about to go, I think. You'll be taking Phoebe home?"
"Yes. Caroline and Al said I could stay at their place."
She nodded. "Thank you," she said softly, "for being here. It can't have been easy for you for all sorts of reasons, but it has meant so much to me."
"I like Frederick," he said. "I hope you'll be happy."
She smiled and touched his arm. "I'm so proud of you, Paul. Do you have any idea how proud I am of you? How much I love you?" She turned to gaze across the table at Phoebe. She had tucked the cluster of daffodils beneath her arm, and the breeze moved her shiny skirt. "I'm proud of both of you."
"Frederick is waving," Paul said, speaking quickly to cover his emotion. "I think it's time. I think he's ready. Go and be happy, Mom."
She looked at him hard and long again, tears in her eyes. Then she kissed him on the cheek. Frederick crossed the lawn and shook Paul's hand. Paul watched his mother embrace his sister and give Phoebe her bouquet. He watched Phoebe's tentative hug in return. Their mother and Frederick climbed into the car, smiling and waving amid another shower of confetti. The car disappeared around the curve, and Paul made his way back to the table, pausing to say hello to one guest after another, keeping Phoebe's figure in sight. When he drew near, he heard her talking happily to another guest about Robert and her own wedding. Her voice was loud, her speech a little thick and awkward, her excitement uncontained. He saw the guest's reaction, a strained, uncertain, patient smile, and winced. Because Phoebe just wanted to talk. Because he himself had reacted to such conversations in the very same way just a few weeks earlier.
"How about it, Phoebe?" he said, walking over and interrupting. "You want to go?"
"Okay," she said, and put her plate down. They drove through the lush countryside. It was a warm day. Paul turned off the air conditioner and rolled down the windows, remembering the way his mother had driven so wildly through these same landscapes to escape her loneliness and grief, the wind whipping through her hair. He must have traveled thousands of miles with her, back and forth across the state, lying on his back, trying to guess where they were by the glimpses of leaves, telephone wires, sky. He remembered watching a steamship move through the muddy waters of the Mississippi, its bright wheels flashing light and water. He had never understood her sadness, though he had carried it with him later, wherever he went. Now it was all gone, that sadness. That life was finished, gone as well. He drove fast, edges of autumn everywhere. The dogwoods were already turning, clouds of brilliant red against the hills. Pollen tickled Paul's eyes, and he sneezed several times, but he still kept the windows open. His mother would have had the air conditioning on, the car as chilly as a florist's case. His father would have opened his bag and found the antihistamine. Phoebe, sitting straight in the seat beside him, her skin so white, almost translucent, took a Kleenex from a small pack in her large black plastic purse and offered it to him.